I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, it's that great moment in August where we get to talk about bonito and bait and the setup for the fall run. Start us off with an update on the bonito bite. What are you hearing?
Well, bonito are our prized late summer visitors to our waters, members of the tuna and mackerel family, and they're really prized by anglers because of their fighting ability. They fight hard, they're incredibly fast, they pull a lot of line, and what we're hearing right now is a pretty good start to the bonito season. Fish showed up probably a couple weeks ago in early August, and since then we've had a couple good bites happening.
Where are you hearing reports about bonito?
Well, the perennial hotspot for bonito is an area called the Hooter. It's named after a whistle buoy that's at the entrance to Muskeget Channel, so that's about 3 miles south of Chappaquiddick on the Vineyard. And that's where the bonito tend to show up first. Guys out there like to troll for them using plugs, and you can also see them on top and cast for them. Another thing that we've seen this summer that's a little different is good numbers of bonito up inside Buzzards Bay. That doesn't happen every year, and that's probably due to the good numbers of bait we have up there. So lots of small bay fish up there. There have been bonito both on the Cape side of Buzzards Bay off of Old Silver Beach and over around Westport on the mainland side. And another interesting thing that's been reported up inside Buzzards Bay, again with all that bait around, is with the bonito have been schools of mackerel as well. And these aren't the usual small mackerel that we're used to catching for bait. These are juvenile king mackerel for the most part, anywhere from 24 inches long to maybe 30 inches long, and another great game fish that we don't get to see every year.
So with all this bait in the water, is this a good sign as we look toward the fall run?
It's definitely a good sign. We're seeing these small bait fish, what we call peanut bunker, that's baby menhaden. We're also seeing a lot of silver sides, that's another small bait fish. And that bait fish is what will drive the fall run as fish start to migrate south out of our waters, as things get cool. We'll see a lot of great feeding frenzies going on, we hope, especially once the false albacore show up. Bluefish, striped bass, all mixing together. That's what we look forward to in the fall.
Now, I want to ask you about something else that's been going on this past week or so. There's been some great action at the canal.
Yeah, that's the news this week. Everybody's been talking about the Cape Cod Canal. It's been phenomenal. The days around the new moon that gave us the eclipse on Monday, have produced some big tides. Those big tides moved a lot of that bait we've been talking about into the canal. And you had small peanut bunker in the canal. You had mackerel feeding on the peanut bunker and then big bass feeding on the mackerel. And we heard stories this week, a lot of guys saying it's some of the best canal fishing they've experienced in terms of quality and quantity. I would say hundreds of fish have been caught in the 30-pound class. There have been many 40-pounders and at least two confirmed 50-pounders. Most of the good fishing has been in the early mornings. Everything's been working from top waters to swimmers. Unfortunately, the action will probably fade as the tides start to slow going into this weekend. But it is very promising for the next set of tides, which we'll see around the full moon. That'll be the week after Labor Day.
All right, so if the action might taper off at the canal this weekend and you're planning on fishing this weekend, what other options are there?
I would still keep an eye on the canal just in case, but if it tapers off, those big fish that have been in the canal will probably move out into Cape Cod Bay. I would keep an eye on Cape Cod Bay area, off of the beaches and Sandwich. Another good option for this weekend, if you're not looking to chase the striped bass, is to check out the bonito bite again in Buzzards Bay. Even if the bonito are tough to come by, there's been a good mix of bluefish in there as well, so you can get some good action. Again, if you find the bait, you should be able to find a lot of fish.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.